Jesus to the rulers, elders, and scribes, "This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Of Peter and John, perceiving that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they knew that they had been with Jesus. Beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. They conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For indeed a notable miracle has been done by them, and is made manifest to all who dwell in Jerusalem. We cannot deny it." Spread no further among the people, let us threaten them, that they speak to no man in this name. And they commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken to you more than to God, you judge." For all men glorified God for that which was done. Gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. If you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure, then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour. Thank you. Grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.